This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I was thinking about it the other day, and I realized how absurd it really is. Before we get into that, think about this. We elect our representatives, now they're called that because they're supposed to represent us, and we elect our senators who also are supposed to represent us, and we even elect the president who is supposed to represent all the people of the United States. Look at the mess we're watching in Washington with the ongoing arguments over raising the debt limit. With that in mind, we the people who vote for our representatives, if we just decided tomorrow to spend and spend and spend money using credit because we don't have any money, we'd eventually go bankrupt and lose everything. Once the cash runs out and you tap all of your available credit lines, then you're simply out of luck if you need money for anything else. But oh, not the government. Oh, statewide, we listen to good old Democrat Governor Tina tell us how the budget is just fine. And she even finds hundreds of millions of dollars to send to the homeless or the illegal immigrants or people just too lazy to work. Yep, she says the budget is just fine in Oregon. No problems here. Well, not so fast. The thing Governor Tina avoids telling you is the massive, massive obligation the state has for its PERS retirement program. Not millions, but billions of dollars of liability that she conveniently forgets to talk about. And what about Washington, D.C.? Our elected representatives are wrangling over whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. Now think about that. We already have a whopping $31 trillion deficit, and yet that's not enough red ink. Nope. Let's just spend more and borrow more and increase the debt levels we'll never be able to repay. Ever. Now, it's not just your children or your grandchildren, but it will be their children and grandchildren who will never see our federal government get out of debt. There is absolutely no way to get it done. Cut government spending? Ha! That'll never happen. Ever. Yet our elected officials evidently forgot about how we the voters are struggling through not only the COVID lockdowns over the last few years, but the amateurish attempts to tame inflation, which is making everything we buy more expensive each and every day. Nope, they just go on their merry little way with their cost of living increases and step increases and budget increases, while the debt is strangling our country each and every day and costing you and me more and more of our hard-earned money. Thank goodness our city and county have more common sense when it comes to their budget. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.